Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. County commissioners are breathing a sigh of relief after passing a budget for the coming fiscal year that many had feared would see drastic cuts in services and manpower. Thanks in part to CARES Act monies and property in lieu tax revenue, the county will now be able to add over $400,000 to the reserve and be able to give county employees a raise, as well as addressing needed projects that have been delayed. Commission Chairman Lee Livingston said, "I'm cautiously optimistic that we can continue forward in decent shape," but he added, "It wouldn't surprise me to see us scraping a little bit next year because it takes a while for those bad years to catch up with us." And while last year's pandemic closures did affect county revenues, like lodging and sales taxes, the county was also able to save some money in the form of reduced costs, thanks to the slowdown. The long, sad saga of Uncle Val is coming to a close. The Cody man's legal troubles, stemming from a solicitation of prostitution charge, has been adjudicated with a not guilty by reason of mental illness ruling, and now a plea deal is nearly in place. The case began over 3 years ago when Kenneth Val Geisler, now 81, was accused of soliciting a minor girl to engage in prostitution to pay off a vehicle, as well as promising her money in his will. At the center of the case has been Geisler's state of mind, and after medical examinations, it was discovered that he had white matter on the frontal lobe of his brain, probably caused by his age and concussions suffered earlier in life. Medical experts testified that the condition could lead to delusional thinking. The defense and prosecution attorneys have been working on a plea deal that will not include any jail time, but will have the following conditions. Geisler will receive outpatient mental health treatment for the rest of his life and meet with a counselor monthly to determine if his dementia is progressing. He will be required to inform his attorney if he travels outside the state of Wyoming and is forbidden from being around minor females if no other adult is present. The plea deal has yet to be formally approved by Judge Bill Simpson.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
Powell Ace has your summer supplies, weed and bug control, yard tools, and decorations. Powell Ace in downtown Powell.
The coronavirus is surging again here in Wyoming, with the Department of Health announcing new confirmed and probable cases growing by 153. There are now 473 active cases in the state, with 70 people in the hospital. 19 more deaths have been attributed to the virus. The official tally is now at 766. Health officials continue to urge residents to contact their local health offices and make arrangements to receive a vaccination and to continue with social distancing and hand washing. At press time, there are no plans for any state mandates to address the virus. A court made an error when it allowed certain testimony to be offered in the case of a man accused of hitting his wife with his car and threatening her with a gun, Wyoming's Supreme Court has ruled. However, the mistake in the trial of Lloyd James Thompson was not enough to merit a reversal of his conviction on assault charges, the court said. A Casper jury convicted Thompson on two charges of aggravated assault and battery stemming from his arrest in a June 2019 dispute involving his wife. At the center of Thompson's appeal was testimony from law enforcement officials that his defense argued was improper, and the Supreme Court agreed.
But thanks to the preponderance of proper evidence presented in the case, there was more than enough to warrant the man's guilty verdict, according to the court's opinion.
This Look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.